Okay, well, now on our Dream Team visit, we're going to go up to Excelsior Springs High School, and we're going to talk with Excelsior Springs head football coach Mark Faubion. And Mark, you had a couple players you selected for the KMZU Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about your quarterback, Brandon Glum. And boy, he just did a little bit of everything. Talk about Brandon.
Okay. Brandon really started off for us from last year, and he was kind of our move-around guy, kind of our jack-of-all-trades, and he was a running back for a little bit, and then we moved him to our H-back, and he really blocked like an old throwback fullback when people were in the I formation all the time, and we just loved his toughness. And when it came around this year to needing the QB, he stepped right in and was able to take on that load, and doing it for 1 year, and taking on the triple option and making the reads and figuring out the mesh points and the directional stuff that we like to do. And we put a lot on his plate, but he has done an absolutely amazing job this year. We couldn't be more proud of him. He is the kid that you want to lead you. Such a competitor, and his toughness goes without saying what we asked him to do. He really toted the rock a lot for us this year, and he brought a toughness to that position that is exactly what we were looking for.
And I guess he had some pretty good numbers in the Kansas City area as far as some of his statistics. He led in several categories, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. For the city on both Missouri and Kansas side and all classes, Brandon was number one in rushing touchdowns. Again, that's in all classes in Missouri and Kansas side. He was second in Missouri, Kansas, all classes in rushing yards per game. And overall, he was third in rushing yards in Missouri and Kansas in all classes. So those are some great numbers with some great players around the city, both sides of the state line.
Very, very impressive. And now let's talk about your defensive player, one of your linebackers, senior Rocky Mullen. And talk about Rocky.
Rocky he's been around forever. He is the typical gym rat linebacker that's all he wants to do. We can't hardly keep him off the field. He actually played some tight end for us this year as well. Our tight ends block and block and block, and he's just that kind of kid. We can't get him off the scout team when he wants to play, go against our first team offense all the time, and just continually fine-tune his craft as far as playing linebacker. And he's been a starter for 3 years for us, and he'll be sorely missed next year, but he ended up second all-time in tackles here at Excelsior Springs, and kind of a long history of some good players back in the day in the 90s and such. He's really leaving a very good legacy as far as the tough, hard-nosed inside linebacker type that everybody, I think, looks for.
Brandon and Rocky, either one of those guys planning on playing at the college level?
Yes, both of them are, and they're getting quite a few looks from a couple teams in MIAA, and quite a few guys in the heart of America and those small college types. And their size wise doesn't quite fit linebacker wise with some of the top end of the MIAA, but their toughness does, and they're going to be great college football players, at that NAIA level, I believe. I think they could be spectacular there.